This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2175. Make it a point to learn these English phrases. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Did you set some goals back in January? How's it going? Today, learn 3 new ways to share what you're working on in terms of your life goals, diet, exercise, or any other goal you're pursuing. Listen in today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How's everything today?
Good. How are you?
I'm feeling good, but I have a question for you to start off the episode today. You ready?
Ooh, yes, I'm ready.
So do you have any personal goals that you're trying to achieve right now?
Anything you want to achieve? Interesting. I'm kind of in a in-between phase and figuring out some goals, actually. We always talk about my exercise or lack thereof, but I've kind of learned that things go better for me goal-wise if I don't make the goal too big all at once.
Oh yeah.
If that I do sense. It, yeah. If I, because sometimes I tend to want to dive right into something to just really go for it. And then, like, for example, with exercise, it's kind of all or nothing. That's what happens. I'm realizing is I need to make smaller, more manageable goals before I, and then see how that goes and then work up to things.
That's really smart. Just break it up, break it down, have very specific dates by which you want to achieve something. I like it. I like it. Today we're getting into this idea of talking about goals and how we navigate them. We're going to get vocab, right, to talk about this. Yeah. I'm sure that our listeners, obviously we hear about this at the beginning of the year, but I like coming at it as we are, like, we're in the springtime. We are in March or April here now, and it's a good time to check in. Right.
Also,
goals in January. What's going on with those goals?
Exactly. They tend to drop off and you pick up new goals along the way. It's not that you can just it's not January. I have to wait till 2025.
Well, that's the problem that I have in business is that we have all these exciting ideas and goals and then we decide, okay, we're going to go for this idea. And then I find another idea. And it becomes a bit of a shiny object syndrome for us, for me still. But that's just a personal journey, right? We all have to get better at that and doing long-term planning for business. But yeah, so this is interesting. We're talking about business and life. Michelle, where should we take this conversation?
Okay, so Well, yeah, for you, when mm-hmm. you have a personal goal, let's stick with personal today.
Okay.
Do you like to dive right in, or do you mm-hmm. break it up?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to break it up. It's too broad to say I want to run a marathon by next year. No, instead, what yeah. I would say is I want to run a 10K by the summer
yeah.
and run a half marathon by Thanksgiving and then run the full marathon by next summer, right? We have to learn and treat ourselves with kindness. I'm not going to exactly. go from being barely a three mile runner to being a marathon runner in 3 months.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah.
Right. Right. And I think breaking it up is also a good idea. And we were touching we're sticking to personal mostly today, but I'm curious, mm-hmm. do you think there's a difference in goal setting between personal and professional? Do you think one way is better? You think people should approach it in the same way?
I think it should be approached in the same way. I think it's smart to take these insights because with a company, it's very, very hard. Like if your goal is to increase your profit margin, let's be very businessy here, increase your profit margin by whatever, 3%, 5%. That's actually really, really hard to do, especially uh-huh. for bigger companies. And so the idea would be, you know, give yourself benchmarks, 1%, then 2%, then 3% over 2 years, yeah. right? Yeah. I think it applies to business and life, Michelle, for sure.
That's good. Guys, I want to remind you guys that we have been doing these really fun Spotify polls. If you are yes. listening on Spotify, you can interact with us because at the end of this episode, we will give you a poll and you can yes. answer that poll from Spotify and then we will reveal the results in a future episode.
Amazing. You get to have your voice heard and you get to see how the audience compares to you guys. So very cool. So listen in for the poll at the end of the episode. Okay, right. Michelle, what else here?
So I wanted to share, I'm going to put it out into the world now.
Okay.
A goal. and maybe we could talk it through because you mm-hmm. You have a diet that I am in some ways trying to, I wouldn't say mimic. I don't really know exactly about your diet, but basically I am trying to eat less meat and I'm putting that okay. into the world. I'm telling you, universe. you heard, yes. I'm putting it into the universe. So I'm trying to eat less meat. I've watched some documentaries, but one thing that I'm finding and I'm trying to hold myself back. Because I'm finding that, then I went to the grocery store and I didn't buy any meat. And right. then I have all these vegetables
that you don't want to eat.
And I don't really know what to do with them. And sometimes, already I cut out, I always used to eat smoked salmon in the morning with my breakfast and I'm trying to cut that out.
Salty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to reduce it, but I'm finding that in my personality, I'm starting to do what I might do with exercise is just do it all at once and then lead to burnout. So I wanted to talk about my personal situation here because I am trying to reduce it. So now I'm trying to say to myself, okay, maybe cut it back to where I have just one meal can have meat. You know, like if it's like yeah. for lunch, I have a turkey sandwich, but instead of having maybe two meals with meat a day,
yeah,
make it more purposeful, right? Just one meal and then continue to cut it back a little bit more. I don't know where this will lead me, but I'm curious your experience.
Yeah. I do try to go lighter on meat. Yeah. I'd say my diet's probably 85-15, 85% plant-based. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Somewhere in that range, 80%, 20%, 90-10. If my partner's not cooking, then it's all plant-based, right? I don't. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but I think that the thing that I was able to do that I do is that it's not so much about not being able to have meat in my mind. It's about loving vegetables, like developing a taste for like, I'm craving a big salad with all these different like seeds and almonds and different things I can add on top of it. So developing a taste for the plant-based stuff. So I'm not even really thinking about the meat that I'm craving. Does that make sense? So changing
then the you're framework. Not look at it, right. Because you're yeah. not looking at it as something you're losing. Yeah. You're looking at right. as, yeah, it's just, yeah. you like this.
That's what I want. That's what I crave. Like if I had, obviously like, you know, I guess I've never been I don't love steak. I don't crave steak. So it's easier for me to say, I'm craving a salad, right? But Yeah. And then obviously allowing some kindness to yourself if you want to have a burger sometimes. You
know? Right.
And again, we're not saying this is what everyone should do. This is just Michelle's of journey course. Here.
This is just what I'm going through. I'm sharing a goal with you that I
yeah.
have.
Yeah. We're showing you guys how to talk about it, right? So whatever your journey is, we're giving you the tools today to talk through what you're trying to get to. Right, Michelle? Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And I also want to send you over to the Business English podcast. Mm-hmm. We did an episode. Episode 222 was Take These Baby Steps to Learn Career English. So here we gave you some vocabulary about doing things in smaller steps that you could listen to as well.
Love it. Love it. So do we have some vocabulary for our listeners today on how to frame this when we're talking about goals?
Absolutely. So here we go. The first one is I'm making it a point to.
Yes.
Right? So for example, maybe I'm making it a point to exercise 3 times a week.
Love that. Very common. Or my short or long-term goal is to eat less meat in your case, right? Yes. I love that. And what's the last one?
Now we're making it a little bit more measurable here. By X, I hope to Y. So now we're actually saying, okay, well, that's great that you're being easy on yourself, but can you take it to the next step? So for our listeners, maybe something like, by the end of May, I hope to have learned 45 phrasal verbs.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to setting goals, they say SMART goals, right? Measurable is the M. And this is it, right? It's really good if you can measure whether you achieved it or not. And achievable is the A. Did you achieve it or did you not achieve it? It's a true or false, right? So then we can be honest with ourselves. We can't say, yeah, I kind of did it. I really believe that works, right?
Right. Yeah. I agree.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, we have a role play about with two friends here talking about making a change. All right.
Here we go.
Okay. Hey, exercising again? Nice.
Yeah, I'm making it a point to do the bike twice a week and lift weights once a week.
Well, that's great. My short-term goal is to start lifting weights, even just a few pounds.
Oh, nice. Yeah, by the end of this month, I hope to have gained some arm muscle.
Yeah, I would say that if we talk about personal goals, that's probably something of mine. I implemented weightlifting a few years ago, and it's really important, right? For women in their 30s and 40s, we need that. We need that muscle mass to build up that muscle mass. So doing, what do they call it? Like spine loading activities. So like deadlifts where you're putting the weight on your spine is good. Prevents bone loss later, right? Yeah.
I have a question. If you think about exercising, are you thinking more that you would rather do something cardio? Which one do you have to push yourself to do more? Do you like doing the weights? What do you like better?
Well, I think cardio is like, oh, I got to get on the treadmill. I got to run. Yeah. It's harder. Yeah. But I want that because I want to feel like I've done something at the end. I want to feel like I've been sweating versus weightlifting. Yeah. I kind of just tag it on to the running in my Orange Theory classes just because I finish weightlifting and I've been working, but I'm not like dripping in sweat. And I like that feeling that I have to take a shower because I've done something big. I've worked hard. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I feel kind of the same. I when you accomplish your cardio workout, you feel, oh my gosh, look at me. You have this real sense of accomplishment. Weightlifting, I think it's more something over time that you feel more accomplished. Or maybe I'm just not lifting heavy enough weights.
Well, I mean, there is something to when you run, you put yourself in, you shake up your mind, right? You shake up your, you're kind of like, I don't know, things work themselves out. Anything you're struggling with, things just get into more perspective, the movement, the physical movement, which I don't get with weightlifting quite as much.
Yeah. That's true. But some people really get it. And then once they lift more and more, especially heavy lifters, they, of course, that's huge. But Yeah. Now I'm sitting next to my bike and now I'm just feeling this itch to get on it. So, but
let's till the end of the episode, Michelle. Okay.
I won't. How about we do an episode where I'm on the bike? Let's go through the role play, Lindsay.
Okay, here we go. So you said, yeah, I'm making it a point to do the bike twice a week and lift weights once a week. So this is a really common way, guys, of saying you are putting your mind to something. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. And then you said, that's great. My short-term goal is to start lifting weights, even just a few pounds.
Nice. And then you said, oh, nice. Yeah. By the end of this month, I hope to have gained some muscle mass and we could come back for a follow-up on the grammar here. Right.
Yeah.
So I hope to have gained. That is some fancy grammar.
Yep.
Right. Future perfect.
Snuck that in. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll talk about that another day. But the key there is the, you know, how measurable are we being? And maybe we want to even be more specific. I hope to have gained like 0.1% arm muscle or something, whatever that means. I don't know how you would even measure that. I'm sure some of our listeners might know.
Let us know. Yeah. Well, guys, we told you that we were going to do a Spotify key poll at the end of the episode. So we are going to do it. So I'm curious. Here's the poll. What's your diet? Vegan, veggie, so vegetarian, or meat eater?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much coming out these days about diet and plant-based eating. The struggle that I have actually, Michelle, right now with plant-based eating is that – so I switched like plant milk, like almond milk in. Now I do that instead of cow's milk. But then I get the almond milk and I look at the ingredients and the list of preservatives is through the roof. Like obviously way worse or seems worse than milk. So now I'm like, am I swapping preservatives?
I know.
Instead of cow's milk, I'm lost.
Well, I have the same situation, not with the milk, but sometimes I will look because I'll think, oh, maybe I'll try some. I don't know that I'm going vegan, but maybe I'll try some products to see what it's like. And I look at the ingredients because I think what I really want more so than veggie or vegan or whatever is clean. I think that's what I think that's really maybe where I'm headed, like less processed, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, it's not easy in the US.
No,
we are like the center of processed food. And that could be another, be another story for another day.
That would be a good episode.
I saw a commercial on the TV yesterday for a dog food and it was so, I was so their target market. They were saying no living being should ever be forced to eat processed food every meal of their lives. And I looked at my dog. I'm like, oh my gosh, my poor dog. He's eating dog, like normal dog food is processed food. They got me, but I didn't buy the product.
Funny. When you said their target, I thought you were saying that you identified with the dogs and like that they were talking to you, but it felt that talking about dogs, but you felt it it was for you.
It was good marketing. I gotta tell you, good marketing because I felt bad for my dog in that moment. And I thought to myself, are we giving him the equivalent of McDonald's twice a day? You know? Yeah. So anyways, we could go on forever.
Well, we'll talk about this another episode, but there's a lot to talk about with food and we could go on. So, today.
So what's the takeaway for today when it comes to talking about goals? First of all, don't leave your goals back in January, right?
Right. Yes. Right. You can still set a goal now. Everybody approaches goals differently. Some people, maybe they are good at completely diving in. I've learned about myself that I can't do that. And I almost have to stop myself from doing it. I've seen it enough times where I jump into something too much and then I just forget about it, that I'm trying to be smarter this time and take it slow.
Interesting. I also think as another takeaway, guys, this would be a really nice connection skill. If you heard your friend say something 2 months ago, 3 months ago, back in January, that they wanted to achieve something, check in with them.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Open up this topic. Now you do have some vocabulary and maybe another episode, we give you the real phrases to go back and check in. That would actually be a great episode.
That would be good. Yes.
Guys, hit follow on the show to get that one coming up soon, but check in. I think people love that. That's powerful for connection. If you remember what someone said a few months ago, hey, how's it going on your journey to, you know, increase muscle mass? Or how are things going with your goal of running a marathon by next year? This is connection right here.
Yeah? Yep. I'm jotting it right down.
I love it. All right. So we will come back to the goals topic again soon. So good.
Okay. All right, Lindsay. Well, this was fun. And yeah, guys, remember to answer that poll and we'll read the results in a future episode.
Can't wait to see the results. I'm curious, actually.
Me too.
I'm curious. All right. Take care, Michelle. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.